Hi, and welcome to the radio version of DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Len Sipes. Today's guest is Cedric Hendricks, Associate Director of the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, addressing faith-based programs. Cedric, welcome to DC Public Safety.
Thank you, Leonard.
What are faith-based programs as we employ them within the Washington, D.C. area, Cedric?
Well, here at the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, we've developed a partnership with the faith community that has enabled us to access both mentors and resources that we can use to meet the needs of our client population.
And one of the exciting things about this is that we're getting churches, mosques, synagogues, all sorts of faith-based organizations involved in terms of helping people as they return from the prison system, correct?
Well, certainly that's correct, because the people that come back to us are of all faiths, and certainly it is important to have multi-denominational representation, and it's been great that we've been successful in achieving that.
Now, when we're helping these individuals coming out of the prison system and the various volunteers through these faith-based organizations as they help them, what specifically do they do?
Well, first and foremost, they've been involved in mentoring men and women who return home from prison. And mentors are essentially coaches, aides, supports, resource persons, friends. They have been for a few years meeting consistently with men and women coming home. And we found that, well, mentoring is a help. Doesn't work in all cases. But the thing, first and foremost, that the mentees say is that having someone in their corner gives them hope that they never had before.
And that's some of the discussions that I've had with individuals who have been through the faith-based program. They credit it in many ways with really helping them adjust to the difficulties. We all acknowledge that there are a myriad of difficulties when you come out of the prison system. Having somebody in your corner to meet with you, to show you how to fill out an application, to help you go through the trials and tribulations, or just having somebody to talk to seems to be of immense help for many of these individuals.
Well, Leonard, the major challenges that I see confronting men and women coming home involve housing, health care, education, employment, and then also family reunification. And while mentors can't help with all of those needs, it's often the case that they can. We've seen examples where, for example, mentors have helped a mentee obtain furniture to furnish an apartment. We've seen mentors use their connections to help a mentee obtain employment. We've seen a lot of examples of how commitment and innovation can assist a person when they're in dire straits, and that kind of assistance can move our clients past the point of deterioration and move them toward achieving stability.
And one of the things we have to acknowledge is, first of all, the faith-based community within the District of Columbia was doing this before we came along. But one of the things that we've discovered is that in many instances, there are an array of resources that they have, whether it be housing, whether it be health care, whether it be child care, whether it be helping them find clothes for a job interview, whether it be providing drug treatment, or in some cases providing housing. A lot of the faith-based organizations, the church and the mosques in the District of Columbia, they have resources, and we're discovering those resources and taking advantage of those resources.
Well, that is certainly the case. I think they would refer to them as their ministries, and certainly we have found over the years faith organizations that have conducted prison ministries or jail ministries, have maintained a cache of clothing to provide to the needy, have programs to feed the hungry, and we've certainly been able to tap into those rich resources.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes this version of DC Public Safety, the radio version. For additional information on the faith-based program within the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, go to www.csosa.gov. Thank you and have a great day.